This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Clouds to the left, dark clouds to the right, here I am stuck in the middle.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
And I'm Susan.
And this is the club for women in the middle.
You know, the ones with little kids and big kids and aging parents and work and hormones and money and a to-do list that breeds overnight.
Welcome to the Sandwich Club.
Hello there, Susan.
Hi, Tracy. How are you this week?
I am very good. How are you?
I'm okay. Big couple of weeks, which talk about another day, but big couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I should say that the episode I recorded that was about dying well was recorded just a few days ahead of my father actually passing away.
Wow.
So that was a bit tough listening to that one, but I reflected that actually, other than, you know, the end is never great, but actually he did live and die well. So that was kind of satisfying in a way, you know.
Wow,
We fulfilled the dream.
So amazing that it happened that week that you were listening to.
Crazy. I had a few listeners going, what was that about? So that was interesting. But anywho, what's in your sandwich today?
Oh, it's not what's in my sandwich. It's what I'm taking out of my sandwich.
No more clubs? No more clubbing?
Oh, I do that in my car. Especially, I've got a little, what is it? It's a little pleasure that I do. When I go and wash my car, I put my music up really loud because the lights go off and I feel like I'm in a disco all by myself. The people behind me think I'm nuts. So talking about what I am not doing anymore is ironing.
Oh, wow. So we're not friends now, right?
I keep testing our friendship.
You do keep testing it.
Yeah.
You have to iron linen. It's a not negotiable.
What?
Because even though it's crumpled the minute after you put it on, it's a different crumple to if you put on a linen shirt that hasn't been ironed from the first place. So I will live and die on this hill, on this hill of ironing.
Well,
good
for you.
On this pile of ironing, I will live and die
on
it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I actually looked at I might have talked about this once before, but I looked at these little mini ironing boards, and I thought that would be really cool. But then that's one more thing. I've already got a big ironing board, so do I need to do that for the amount of it? But I do still iron some things.
Yeah, no, I don't. I've bought one or two things that I have to iron. Mm. Otherwise, I'll look like I've just climbed out of a bed or something. Yeah. But most of the things I have, I don't need to. I just fluff them out, spread them out very carefully as they come out the washing machine and put them in the hot water cupboard if they're going to do that. Yeah. When I arrived here, I was spoiled though in South Africa because I had someone that did all my ironing.
Wow.
And so when I got here, I just thought, no, I'm not doing that.
You know, there is a business now called the Laundry Lady.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's set up in around New Zealand that comes and does it and does your ironing for you.
Oh, wow.
And it's really expensive. It's like $5 a piece or something, you know.
Yeah, I just won't do the ironing.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What else is in your... what else is not in your sandwich?
Not in my sandwich. I think about 2 years ago, Gary and I had this chat because he's a lovely South African man, so he's not used to doing chores
anything
around the house. Yes, I was trying to be nice. He doesn't listen to these, but he does as well. So we had this discussion where I said, I need you to help more. And then, of course, we are empty nesters. So I was like, I am not doing this all. In fact, when we arrived here, I told my four boys, because he's included in that, that I am not bunging any. We don't have a house cleaner. We don't have anyone doing this. We are all going to pitch in. So, they were horrified, but they were really good. But now it's just the two of us. And so he said, well, then I think we should get a cleaner to do the hard stuff. So I said, well, that's fine. You're paying for it. And I must say, it is nice on a Monday just to have the big stuff sorted.
Right.
And then the rest of the week we keep it tidy and what have you. But she comes in and you can just see she's been there and everything smells fresh. Well, I suppose it smells like chemicals, but it smells clean.
The smell of bleach. Tingling your nose buds. What are they called? They're not called nose buds.
That's
so menopausal.
I nearly said earbuds. Oh, my gosh. Never mind. Moving
I don't
on.
Even know what it's called. Your nose. Let's just say your nose. It'll come to me at 2 a.m.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, while you're not sleeping.
Yeah, what else have you taken out of your sandwich?
What else? There's quite a few things that I just don't bother with anymore. Oh, so something that I've taken out but it's been taken off me rather, is I don't pack the dishwasher. I unpack. So we have this. I cook, he packs it, and I unpack.
Oh, okay.
And a friend came to stay the other day, and she taught me this thing, and I've got him into the habit of doing it. And so you put all the knives in one little hole.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Have you always been doing that?
Yes.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Everything, so you just take it and put it into the space. Oh,
yeah.
See? Yeah, it makes sense that you know
and
how to do that.
And if you put the knives, tip for listeners, if you put the knife point down, you literally grab them by the handles and throw them in.
Yeah, well,
and
I always do that.
The fork's the same.
Yeah, because I've done a few times, I've grabbed and cut myself. Yeah, so that I think those are the main ones that I don't do anymore. I'll probably think of some as we go. What have you given up?
So I don't know if I've necessarily given up, and I can't decide, is it because I can't be bothered or is it because this was too much in there to begin with? I don't know. But, you know, I used to be fun after 9 p.m. and I'm not anymore.
Are you not anymore?
I'm not anymore. I used to be someone that, I mean, I'm still awake at 9 p.m. and 10 and 11 mm-hmm. and often 12, 1 and 2.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm not doing fun things anymore. So I find there's a few things that I would have gone out and done in the evening.
Okay.
I don't do those anymore.
Okay, like what?
So I used to go dancing, you know, at least once a week. Don't do that anymore. And there's a whole lot of reasons for that. But part of that is by the time my day's finished, I don't really feel like getting changed, getting dressed up and driving half an hour to get to a dancing class.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily good because actually you need those things. You do need some of those things.
Yeah.
I had a gym membership and I actually said no, if we're going to talk about the no, I actually said no to the gym membership because I realised I was more about wanting to be the person who went to the gym than I was the person who went to the gym.
Yeah.
So I went with it for about 3 months. All it did was made me hungry and sore. And so I just gave it up.
Yeah.
And the day I cancelled the subscription, I felt better.
Right.
The days that I'd gone
there you
to
go.
The gym.
Yeah, I've got a very expensive key ring as
Which
I haven't been. And I think the first 6 weeks, you know, when they help you and you've got an app and everything, I was like, I love this.
Yeah.
It's so good. I feel strong. And then once that all went away, I didn't know what I was doing. And I was wandering around looking like a silly old bag, trying to figure out what these stupid machines and which one to do, and they all look like they know what they're doing. Although they spend a lot of time sitting around looking at their phones.
It's very odd, isn't it? Yeah. I don't understand why you pay $50 a week to look at the internet. I don't get that.
What's
but
that
maybe
that?
They're looking at their nutrition plan or something. But yes,
possibly.
And I didn't like that I had to wait for the machine I might want to go on.
Yeah.
And that there'd been some sweaty person that hadn't wiped it down properly.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. So I paid for the premium one so you could go in the private section.
Nice.
But it didn't have as much stuff in there.
Right.
And I ended up mainly using the treadmill.
Yes.
It is true that half an hour on the treadmill on its fastest, kind of steepest, it is good for you. I mean, I definitely got fitter. But I spent more time in the massage chair afterwards than I did on the machine.
Yeah, kind of defeating. That's a very expensive massage.
It is
isn't a real
and
massage.
And I also found like, why am I doing this? It didn't necessarily make me feel much better than going for a walk or whatever. And I'd rather walk with a friend and solve the problems of the world anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, two women walking, they're doing the businessman.
Shh.
They need them over in the Strait of Hormuz.
Yes.
Needs two
It'll
women walking up and down the side of it. They'd sort it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree.
So, that's definitely one thing that went. And I also have changed, I've probably changed a bit about what I eat, especially now it's just me.
Yes.
I've had to be very careful.
Mm.
So there were too many slices of bacon in my sandwich.
Oopsie.
Bottles of chips, a chip butter.
Yeah.
So I've had to kind of be a bit more conscious about cooking properly.
Yeah.
I'm still in the cooking for two. Eating for two, but there's only one phase, which is not so good. And I don't like leftovers. I don't do leftovers ever.
Yeah, Gary doesn't like leftovers. I love a leftover.
It's the whole double, it's up there, double handling.
Oh, right, doubly handing again.
Yep.
Yep. And you're double handling.
Yeah.
See, I don't see it as that. I'm like, you don't have to make something for lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, no.
It's excellent.
No.
Yeah, Gary doesn't want to do that either. Because I went out the one night and I said, oh, there's leftovers in the fridge. You can have that for dinner because I'm not going to be home to cook dinner. But they were still there. And I said, have you eaten? Well, I had a pie.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. That is so unhealthy. But
So leftover pudding. I can do that the next day. Some cold, self-sourcing chocolate pudding or something like that.
Yeah.
Leftover pavlova for breakfast.
Right. Yes.
But, I can't be doing with leftover, leftover casserole or something. No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, it's the best. It actually, curries and soups taste better the next day.
Yeah, so I agree with you. Okay. So my methodology there is to make the soup but not eat it.
Right.
Put it in the fridge and then have that the next day.
Oh,
then it's not a leftover.
Oh, right. Do you make a little tiny pot of soup?
Oh, no, I'd make a big one and share it out. I might give some to the kids or something. Okay. Or it goes in the freezer and then goes into smaller and smaller and smaller containers.
Do you actually eat the stuff in the freezer?
No.
Yeah, see, I do that, and then I'm like, when I take it out, it's just not the same once it's been frozen.
It's not really. I mean, some soup actually isn't too bad.
Yeah.
But no, generally, I don't put a lot in the freezer, unless my son I know is coming back from university,
right.
And I'll stack meals in there for him or something.
Right.
I think, definitely getting better at saying no. And, no is a complete sentence.
Absolutely.
Not that I'm very good at that either. No, because...
Well, yeah, and explain it away. Yeah. You don't have to.
Yeah. So I'm not very good at that.
Mm.
But I definitely... I also say yes more. I try and make myself say yes more.
Okay.
And
to what?
Put more things in my sandwich. So in a couple of weeks, I'm going to the pub choir event at the... theatre, right?
Nice.
So everyone turns up
and
you're given the song and you perform the song on the night and, whoever
turns
up.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And it's a sold-out event, actually.
Wow.
And I'd seen it and thought, I'd love to do that. Yeah. Hadn't come to Hamilton. I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that. Tickets came up and I thought, asked around. Nobody at the time, nobody seemed that keen on it.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm really going to regret not going to this thing.
Oh, so, good on you.
So I booked my ticket and I've since found a couple of friends who are going.
Oh, great.
But I didn't know.
Yes.
Because I still have regret about not seeing Toto last year. I can't get
past
this. I keep looking on their website going, could I go to America for that concert?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
FOMO at like times 10.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be allowed into America at the moment based on what's in my social media feed. But I think... As well as saying no, you also want to say yes, right?
Yeah.
So you create the gap, the really deep bit of the conversation. You create the gap that then gives you space for the stuff you want.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think I've said no to – I used to go to every single thing, kind of the FOMO thing, scared of missing out on something. And now I'm a lot more picky about what I go to in terms of networking things.
Mm.
I've become a lot more kind of strategic.
Right.
I think, what is the point of going there? So I just recently kind of opted out of something that I actually started. And I just think it's good to – sometimes you need to get out of the way so that others can rise up.
Mm.
And so that felt weird but really good, especially on the day when I would have had to get up early to go to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hate it in the early morning. Yeah.
Honestly, if something's a breakfast meeting, count me out.
Yeah. I like it because it gets the day over. You do it and then you can carry on with your day. So, but yeah, it was good to lying there and I just thought, no, it's good, it's right. And it went really, really well. So I think things that are built around you, it's great to leave a legacy, but it's... I don't know if it's a good idea for things to be built around you too much.
Yeah, you're always going to have your own kind of rituals and traditions that are your babies, right? But you're probably right, actually. And the question for me would be, would anyone notice if you weren't there?
I had a few people reach out and go, we missed you.
Oh.
So I haven't told anyone
that I'm
going.
They
don't know now. Don't know if they all listen. Yeah, so that felt good. So that was me saying no. And some of the things I'm saying yes to now are like that you organised that lady to have cake.
Yeah, fabulous woman eating cake.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, those kind of things, we maybe I would have thought, it's not really work-related and not do it. I'm really enjoying doing things like that.
Mm.
We're just hanging out with amazing women and just, having chats about what's happening in all of our worlds. And, I'm loving that, actually. So thank you for that.
Oh, good. Just on the cake thing. So, I had 10 years in eventing, right?
Right.
And so every event that either I organised or I went to, because you could be representing an organisation, there was always food, because that's how we do things, right? And it would never be... Well, there probably would be a solitary banana or something.
Yes,
but overall, it's pastries and
yes.
stuff. And I would always feel like, oh, either I paid for this out of my own budget or I've paid for a ticket to go to this thing.
Yeah.
So I should stand at the grazing board and eat as much cheese as I can put, you know, eat my weight in cheese or whatever. And for years I did that.
Right.
And then I realised actually I was really, it was yummy food, but I didn't really need it. And I kind of felt a bit ick about it.
Yeah.
And so I've, one of the things that I've said no to recently is going to events and then not eating the food.
Okay.
And I don't feel any worse for that, you know.
Wow.
So if there's a, if there's, because I think a grazing platter, rent alert.
Woohoo, here we go.
Here we go. A grazing platter looks amazing, or the grazing tables, they look amazing when they are set up.
Yes.
And within 5 minutes, it's carnage.
Yes.
And, you know, you've got strawberries and hummus and you've got, you know, crumbled cheese on the floor being ground into the carpet, and it just is revolting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like the Valentine's buffet, you end up with all these weird combinations of food on your plate.
Because we never do that normally, right?
No. Yeah. I'll have potatoes and chips and some pasta and a portion of rice.
Yes.
Like, why do we do that? So weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I have kind of said no to that.
Okay.
And I think I have heard that there's kind of economic sense behind it, right? Because if the people that were going out for dinner, when you're in a tight kind of financial squeeze, people that would go out for dinner now go out for lunch. The ones that go out for lunch now go out for coffee, the ones, you know, so forth.
Yeah.
And, yes, there are still people that are out there doing the whole, you know, fancy schmancy thing. But that's scaled back, right?
Yes.
So actually, by not going to those things where there's lots of food, you're also saving money and probably your blood pressure and your, you know,
Your
arteries aren't hardening when you walk in the door like they do when there's, well, mine do when I see a cheese platter. I'm like,
whoa. Oh, I know.
Yeah. So I think, you know, saying no to some of that has been quite good. Kind of related, but not. So my father's funeral last weekend, we didn't have a cup of tea and a biscuit afterwards.
Okay.
A few reasons. He didn't want a big palaver.
Yeah.
But also, it was only a small gathering and it's a huge amount of work. And people then feel obliged to stay and talk to people they don't know.
Right, yeah.
Why would I put anyone through that? So I just went, nah, we're not doing it. And not a single person has said, maybe they'll all contact me this week.
Yeah.
But so far, not a single person has said, oh, that was a bit off not having a morning tea afterwards.
Yeah.
And, of course, it saves you, even for 50 people, that would have been $1,000, right?
So absolutely.
Why spend $1,000, you know? Or me running around catering it, which
is, my goodness.
I did not. That was one thing I did say no to. So I was like, well, if I'm doing the catering, that's not happening.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to expect anyone else to do it for me.
Yeah.
Let's not do it.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, could we start a movement here around
come on.
You know, the simplicity, whether it's a funeral or whatever.
Yes.
I mean, in this case, it was a funeral. Yeah. So we had no fresh flowers. Mm. So we just had garlands of silk.
Yeah.
Sunflowers, which was fine, and they can be repurposed into a craft project by someone. He had a urn from Shameless Plug out of the out of the box, I think it's called, which is a recyclable cardboard funeral urn and casket company from New Zealand.
Oh wow!
That won an innovation award a few years ago. And I was like, that's a really cool idea because it's environmentally friendly.
Yes.
They're beautiful. It was screen printed with sunflowers because we had sunflowers everywhere.
Yeah.
Actually, you can do things really, really simply if you want to.
Yes.
Because I think we say yes because it's like, oh, I have to do that thing. I feel obliged to go to that party or that, you know, people's funerals.
Yeah.
Oh, I better go because it was my neighbour's mother's brother.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm not there, someone will.
Showing them support.
Yeah. That kind of what will the neighbours think, which I think our generation doesn't do so much.
No.
So while it is nice to show respect, of course it is.
Yes.
I think being able to say no or be able to say to people, you don't need to be at this thing.
Yes.
I don't expect you to be there.
You know.
Actually, quite liberating to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And who wants to spend their Saturday afternoon going to a funeral of someone they don't really know?
No,
anyway?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You know? That's interesting because I think people will only stay because there is some food on the table.
Yeah,
that's right. And possibly went, oh, great, we can go now without feeling bad because you kind of don't want to slink off.
Yeah.
But they didn't have to slink off because
they didn't.
Nothing to see here, let's go.
Yeah. And I wonder, you know, I think about all of those years of eventing.
Yeah.
We put food on so people would come.
Yes.
They didn't come because it was an amazing speaker or I put on a fantastic event. It was free cheese.
Yes.
That's why they came.
three teas and one.
Yeah. Mm. I'm questioning that thing now, even though whakawhanaunatanga is super important, and I absolutely believe if people come, then you should feed them.
Okay.
But I'm not convinced that the food should be the thing that gets them in the door.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm learning to say no to those things. And, yeah, if I go to a function, often won't have the supper. I don't need that sandwich. Yeah. I don't need that cake. Yeah. I can go and buy a cake or a sandwich whenever I want to.
Exactly.
Anyway, if that's what I choose to do.
I think I've also started doing that where I'm really careful about what I'm eating.
Mm.
And I went to
I'm not bad.
No, it's interesting because I've never been able to walk past that. And last night I went to something and they had all beautiful pastry and what have you. And I've looked at it and then I thought, I'm not hungry. And then realized everyone was eating around me. And I did, not once did I go, oh, that does look nice. Because sometimes you're like, I'm not going to, I'm going to be good.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh, that looks so good. Yeah. And I had none of that. I didn't even think about it. And in fact, I didn't even have a cup of tea, which that was unusual for me. So I thought, that's interesting. When I drove away, I thought, I didn't even feel like I'd want it. And that's not normal for me. So I think I've got into a habit with this whole losing weight thing of not eating unnecessarily.
Yeah.
Eat when you're hungry, because a lot of the time I think I eat my feelings.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've got better at not doing that.
My feeling is a big cream puff in a bowl of chips.
Yeah, makes me feel so much better. Yeah, it's funny how when you have comfort food, it's never a carrot or celery.
No,
it's
never.
Always something really naughty, like a whole packet of Oreo biscuits.
Yeah. Oops. And I don't actually have an issue with kind of if you're feeling miserable and you think the bowl of chips is the thing that'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares?
Have two bowls
dig
of
in.
Chips.
Yeah.
Dig in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I think another thing that I'm adding, so I always used to feel bad about like doing crochet. I'm really enjoying it, and I don't know why. I think it's because it keeps me so active. But I always used to feel bad if I was sitting there and, you know, Gary and I or the family were around enjoying what I'm doing. And it's a task. I think it's because I'm doing projects for
people.
Feels
productive, right?
So it's quite productive and I want to get them done. So.
What if it was something that wasn't productive though, like, you know, I don't know, colouring in or...
No.
Yeah.
I did with my granddaughter for about 5 minutes because she wants me to do it, but...
But
no.
that wouldn't feel like you were doing the business right. If you were sitting in a group of people,
that would be rude, right?
Yeah.
But I think I can still converse and talk to people while I'm crocheting. We were going to a barbecue and I grabbed my bag and he said, "No, you're not. You're not an old woman." I was like, "I'm a granny."
Yeah.
He goes, "No, you cannot take that to the barbecue." And I thought, "Oh man, give me something to do with my hands." But he just was like, "I'm drawing the line here."
It's also really good if you're naturally an introvert because you can sit and look busy with your thing, which I guess is just the, you know, kind of old school version of playing on your phone, really, isn't
it? Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I actually went to a cafe the other day and there was a group of women all sitting together crocheting and knitting and chatting and what have you. So it's obviously, are we allowed to say naughty words, a stitch and bitch.
Yeah, stitch and bitch. Yeah, well, when my grandmother was young, they used to go to knit and natter.
Knit and natter. Knit and natter. That's far more polite.
Which was, you know, at the church hall or whatever. And that was when I think about it, it was probably no different to us going out for coffee, but that was what they did.
Yeah. Because I don't think coffee was a thing then. Was it a thing?
Well,
in New
did
Zealand?
You know, random factoid, that ground coffee's origins in New Zealand was in Hamilton?
What?
And a man called Robert Harris.
Harris? Oh, wow.
Had a store in Hamilton where he was importing coffee beans and grounding them and sending them all over New Zealand in brown paper bags.
Wow.
And the store was near where Embassy Park is. Yeah. That was the Robert Harris shop. Back in the day, opposite Collingwood Street. Yeah, and that's where it started, the very first person.
Nice. Well, that's some good history about Hamilton.
Yeah. Love so Hamilton's kind of history is there
coffee.
Which is kind of cool, isn't it?
I think that's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I've taken the caffeine out of coffee. That's one thing that's come out for me. So only drink decaffeinated now.
Oh, really?
And I only drink black coffee. So I've taken the milk out as well.
Yeah.
And I thought after years and years and years of drinking coffee with milk, I'd miss it, but I don't.
Don't you? Yeah.
And last two or three times I've been out for a meal, rather than having dessert, I've had a decaf long black at the end. And that's rounded off the meal.
Yeah.
$5,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it still feels like you're having something nice at the end of your dinner, but it's actually just brown water, you know?
Exactly. That's probably why you are very fussy about your coffee.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because just having like instant black coffee is not that great.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I had instant coffee. It'd be decades.
Yeah. Wow.
It always kind of strikes fear in my heart if I go to someone's house, if it's a new person, discreetly look around to see if there's a plunger.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have to anymore because if they say coffee, I say, oh, I really only drink decaf and most people don't have it. So it doesn't matter. But my friends know this about me anyway. Yes. But yeah, I would never.
I mean,
don't offer me
I
instant
test
coffee.
Our friendship far too much. I would never do that.
Yeah. I do keep, you know, if I go to a motel, I'll grab the little Makona tubes so that I've got some instant coffee in the house if someone comes. Because a lot of people will arrive and go, oh, no, instant's fine. Yeah. Well, it is Makona. It is decent, you know, decent-ish.
Good coffee.
But, yeah, I don't even have a jar of instant coffee in the house because it would go hard because I don't eat it.
That's true.
Don't eat it. I don't drink it. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend eating it. I think you'll be totally wired if you did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, lots of things going in, lots of things going out.
Are there any things that you have added that you said you never would?
Oh, knee rugs.
Actually, I was crocheting with a crochet blanket over me because it was so cold. It's freezing.
I sat at my office this morning with a knee rug, a heater at my feet, and a knee rug.
Yes.
And I drank a cup of hot water, which I never thought I'd be drinking hot water. But,
yeah, that seems to be very fashionable at the moment.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I've added those kind of simple things. Yes. You know. Putting on an extra layer rather than putting on the heater. Do that occasionally. Yeah. Although I do like a warm room.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the pleasure of going out and plucking a weed out of the garden.
Yeah.
A few things that I probably never did when I was younger. But maybe it's age and stage.
Yes,
I
think so, yeah. And I think that there's time is short and I'm quite social. I'm an extrovert, so I need to be around people on that. So I'd rather be doing that than ironing.
Yeah. You could have an ironing party.
Could you, though? Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, no. I must say, when I do pull it out and iron, it's actually quite pleasurable.
It's very satisfying.
Yeah, it is. And when you look at this beautiful shirt or pair of trousers that actually look really good,
I
kind of go, oh, what's my problem? The only time it actually really comes out is when I'm sewing.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm quite particular. And I also have a little mini iron and a little mini.
Oh, so now the truth comes out.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, that's the only time I do iron because then you have to, you know. Got to make those seams lie flat.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, lots of things going in, lots of things coming out. Mm. I thought it might be fun to talk about some of the things that have stayed, actually, next time. So maybe we can talk about some rituals and some habits that we've got. Or, some of it's family traditions, but some of it's other stuff. Maybe do that next week.
Yeah. And please put in our comments and what your things are that you've stopped doing or start doing.
Definitely.
Yeah, it'll be great to hear from everyone.
See you next week. Hey,
bye.
Thanks for joining us today.
We're stoked if something in this episode sounded like you.
Come and find us on Instagram and tell us your moment. We read every message at the Sandwich Club Pod.
You can listen to the Sandwich Club wherever you get your podcast, here at Free FM or Apple, Spotify, or all the usual places.
And you can email us too, thesandwichclubpod@gmail.com.
We'll meet you in the middle. Here I am, stuck in the middle.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.